Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 17, 2024. We're doing our individual and group healing event. This is a twice a month event because it's so awesome. And whether you're live or on the recording, you have a powerful opportunity to either get in the hot seat. Well, not if you're on the recording, obviously, but even if you are, you're going to get bounce back healing. Everybody gets a ton of helpful energy from the allies whenever you do this with us. So it should be a win-win all the way around. How many yawn? They start moving the heavy energy immediately. So the usual format will ensue. The usual setup, call the directions, call the allies, set up the sacred container, go into embodied awakening, and then we'll open to volunteers who want to be given specific healing. And I just realized I've got a tiny couple of housekeeping items. I need to light my candle and get my notepad. So bear with me just a sec. In fact, I'm going to pause the recording while I do that. All right. So as always, I ask for your undivided attention so that you receive the most benefit and support others as well with the quality of your attention, whether you're live or on the recording. Also, let me thank those who are here on the live call right now. Thank you for being here, Angela, Brian, Carmen, Cass, Heather, James, Judith, Mary, Nicole, Risa, and an anonymous Zoom user. Welcome, one and all. And equally warm welcome to all of you folks on the recording. All right, so I didn't see any unfamiliar names, so let's relax and just take a moment to feel how your body feels and your energy body. Just kind of get your baseline. Alrighty. So just feel energy moving or feel your breath come and go as I set us up. Vachanam Namakiyam Wirakocham Inti I am that I am. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher consciousness on the service to other path and any other vibrational shifts that will help me facilitate better. Thank you. Ooh, strong. We call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. Ama Bhagavan, Quo. Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. It was so strong tonight. Thank you, allies. We call Ganesh, Ram, Shiva, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount McKinley, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, we got us a beautiful field. Take a moment to see if you feel it and or any difference in your body or energy body. All right, anyone who'd like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent? Please feel free to do that now, live or on the recording. Thank you. All right, let's get ourselves into embodied awakening. This is, of course, where you invite your higher self into your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So, if you wish, please repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Beautiful. When you're in embodied awakening, there will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and it all will be effortless. The way to get there is to just be completely passive and let the awakening come to you. You feel energy moving, just feel that passively. If you cannot feel energy, just feel your breath come and go on its own, no breath control. Doing pretty good. We'll leave just a moment longer. I don't know whether you need a moment longer to get into embodied awakening or want you to soak in the good feeling for a moment. All right, that feels good. Check how you feel one last time. Okay. Let me allow unmuting. So we're going to start and do to be in the hot seat. Of course, you have to be on the live call and I have to be able to interact with you at least by voice. So we need to be able to talk to each other. And we're first going to open it to someone who hasn't done this the last two times. So if you were in the hot seat in our second event in March or our first one in April, don't come up yet unless you have an urgent need for healing. And we're now open for a meeting. So anyone with an urgent need for healing or did not go into the hot seat the last two times, then you can unmute now and step in the hot seat. We usually do four or five folks in the hot seat during this 90-minute event. And a typical hot seat round goes around 10 or 15 minutes. Okay, last call for those who have urgent need or weren't here the last two times. Risa is noting it's harder to get into the chat since the update and takes a few steps and seconds longer than it used to. Well, I am sorry to hear that. And it's sadly beyond my control, but thanks for the heads up on that, Risa. Jeannie, you want to be in the hot seat?
Yeah, since no one else stepped up.
But someone stepped up. That would have been a really short call. All right.
Yeah, okay.
So as always, those in the hot seat, all we want to know is very briefly, what would you like to be different at the end of your little healing round, if possible?
I would like to be able to wear my eyeglasses without pain in the muscles around the ears and the whole head.
Without pain in the head. Okay. And is it the muscles specifically where the pain is?
Yes.
About pain in your head muscles. Okay. Kind of weird phrase. I guess it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the pain in your head muscles. It's been going on for months and months and
Okay.
months.
Are you experiencing the pain right now?
A little bit, yes.
Are you wearing
Because I
your
have.
eyeglasses?
No, I haven't been wearing them because they cause such problems. So I can't even leave the house unless I put them on to drive and then I'm in pain. So
I'm curious, is it the pressure of the frame itself that's the problem, or is it the effect on your vision that's causing the problem?
there was an original quite extreme adjustment by someone who didn't know how to adjust glasses, and that set up a something where perhaps my muscles are just extra super sensitive. So now, as soon as anything touches them, they spasm.
All right, so it has nothing to do with your prescription. It's the actual frame.
No, it has nothing to do with the prescription.
Okay.
I know it's very odd. I've never.
Have you gotten the frames loosened again so they don't grip you so tight?
Yes, many, many times I've been to
Oh.
three places.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. It's
All
very
right.
odd.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do about it. All right. So
I
you
have
get
a
it.
belief. I have a belief. I kind of fixed it a little bit, and then I couldn't figure out why I grabbed it back. And I just figured it out right before the call is because I got a medical excuse not to go to jury duty, and I felt like, oh, since you have a medical excuse now, you need to have the pains so that, because you don't deserve to be well because you got a medical excuse, I don't know, some kind of convoluted thinking that I grabbed back the pain.
That's possible. Well, the allies do have the ability to take care of that, so let's see if they're willing. Okay, so are you ready to are you in embodied awakening, Jeannie?
Yes.
All right. So please repeat after me, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum elimination of my head muscle pain.
Maximum elimination of my muscle head pain
When I wear my eyeglasses.
when I wear my eyeglasses.
This is something better. Thank you.
This or something better. Thank you.
And are you relaxed? Did we cover the
Oh,
word?
yes. Yeah, it was
Good.
perfect.
All right. So you relax, be passive. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me. For Jeannie's highest good, may all the head pain she gets when wearing her glasses be completely and finally eliminated to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, everyone relax and everyone be really, really passive. Just let it run. As always on these events, the more passive everyone is, the person in the hot seat and the people who are being the hollow reeds, the better it all works. Of course, this you're participating even if you're on the recording. We all magically merge beyond time and space. Feel that incoming energy, Jeannie?
Yes, before the invocations were over, I'm already shaking.
Good. So just let things run. And those who are the hollow reeds, sometimes some of the heavy energy being released by the person in the hot seat is kind of farmed out to others. So you feel a little bit coming through you. That's because you're capable of letting it process through. Fortunately, the allies will do everything for you. You just need to remain passive, and the allies will take care of processing any heavy energy in your body. Are you feeling that drainage out of your hands and feet, Jeannie?
Yes, a little bit out my the very front of my face.
Good. Let it leave however it wants to. If your body wants to do something to move energy through, anyone on this call, it's okay to let it vibrate or shake or tremble. It's okay to cry, make sound, call to make large movements like stomp your feet or flail your arms. Whatever gets the energy moving is fine if the body naturally wants to do any of that. Heavy energy release can also be still and silent. So, whatever the body wants, just let that happen if you can.
Some more guides came in, or
Yeah.
another one in particular.
Good.
I'm being drawn to tell you that during this whole ordeal, my prescription actually improved significantly in both eyes. So through this whole process, I've had two prescriptions, and then I've had three since 2020. So I don't know why that's important.
Well, that's lovely that your eyesight's actually improving.
I think, yeah. Lately, it's because not wearing my glasses, they're strengthening, I think.
That makes sense.
And of course, this has to do with the belief from childhood, from a stressful time, having to do with finances in the family. So I'm just allowing my heart and everything that they want to work on.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm feeling like they're working a whole lot more than just that muscle pain in your head.
Right. I mean, I just have images of a family member right now who was there, at that time. And so I'm just going with whatever comes through. They're pretty much the energy field around my heart is sort of opened and expanded and unfolded, and so they're doing a lot around the heart space.
Good.
I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I say you're welcome. Yeah,
And everybody else on the call, as well as Benjamin.
well, they're still running the energy pretty strong. Let's let it keep rolling. Oh, I just noticed that everyone on the call is now receiving bounce back healing. So if you're hearing my voice, then the allies are offering you healing as well. You just stay passive, and not only will the energy keep flowing through you to Genie, but you'll get your own healing automatically. And if you're passive, it's no problem for both things to happen. Then that vibrational upgrade there, Genie.
Oh, it's kind of delicious. It's a nice energy.
It is. Just relax into that.
I just got that this layer that's being worked on is different And the first time yesterday morning when I got the pain to dissipate, I was in this incredible embodied awakening. And it lasted about 6 or 7 hours
Sweet.
before I got the medical excuse thing, and then it started coming back. But it was different than the one we're in now. I mean, this is a very blissful kind
Good.
of energy, but it's different. It's a whole different set of beliefs they're working on.
Fascinating. Let's give them just a little bit longer for you. Feels like they've peaked and the energy's kind of winding down some.
I agree.
Wow, feel like we just wrapped up.
Me too.
All right, do you feel complete with the healing work?
I do. Thank you.
And is the pain level in your head any different than what we started?
Let me put a number to it. So it was probably 4 or 5 because I hadn't been wearing my glasses, and now it's about a 2.
Okay. All right, so if you feel like healing is still happening, take as long as you need. Just receiving. The allies can keep working you in the background while we put someone else in the hot seat.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well done. Thanks, Jeannie. Okay, next up, same criterion. Anyone who needs healing urgently or has not been in the hot seat on the last two calls. And while we wait for the volunteer, I'm going to draw my curtains here. It's getting dark. Oh my gosh. I just noticed that my microphone was nowhere near its optimal placement. Hopefully, this is a better audio now. Hi, is this Cass or Jim?
No, it's Jim. I'm on the iPhone.
Okay. All right. So, last time we spoke with you, you were in the hospital recovering from surgery. How are you doing now?
Still going to work on part of that. So yeah, I've had two urinary tract surgeries. I want to do, I guess, and start with an energetic healing of the second chakra. My perception of the second chakra is, rather than a nice orange disc, it's a big orange cloud that fills my abdomen. And I can't get any energy kind of flowing up through the chakras. So, like to work on that.
All right, we will clear and optimize that second chakra then. Okay.
Yes.
So if you were to give us a difficulty level in that chakra, 10 would be it's just totally messed up, and 0 would be it's totally clear. What number would you give to that chakra right now?
I guess just a bit more story. It was a total cloud yesterday. Today I've been working on it, and I'm beginning to see a touch of a shadow of a disc forming. So
Okay.
let's put it at an 8 right now.
So a difficulty level. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Will do. Thank you. All right. So James, please repeat after me, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies,
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Clear all heavy energy from my second chakra
Clear all energy from my second chakra
and optimize it for highest good
and optimize it for highest good
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, you relax. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Jim's highest good. May all heavy energy be cleared from his second chakra. And may his second chakra be brought to the highest vibration that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, everyone relax and go passive. You feeling the incoming energy, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everyone just relax. Remember, your passivity as a hollow reed is your best strategy for service. Let the allies do it through you. Let your ego relax and just feel what's happening. Again, whatever the body wants to do is fine. Just let it do it if you can. We got a strong, smooth flow. Y'all are doing fantastic. Keep it up, please. Once again, bounce back healing is starting for everyone else who isn't Jim. Everyone just be passive and let yourself be healed at the same time as you're the conduit for Jim. You have good capacity there, Jim. It looks like a really strong flow.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I'm feeling some discomfort in the abdomen, the digestive system, but that's yeah, where it's all happening or what's going on.
Well, sometimes some discomfort is required for the healing to happen, so I just
Yeah.
rest and relax into that and just feel it as it is. You know the drill, don't resist, just allow.
Yeah.
It's like the energy has sort of come to a stasis and they're just kind of soaking in. Yeah, they cleared out enough. They're able to go a level deeper now. So just relax as they sort of penetrate in deeper. And just it feels like there's a consciousness shift happening for you, Jim. Just relax into that as well. That's part of the healing. That was a pretty nice shift right there, wasn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
Just relax into that sweeter space. And some others may be in that sweet space too. Just enjoy it if you got it. All right. Does the second chakra feel any different though, Jim?
Let me check. I'd say, yeah, improved a little bit.
Okay.
The more I focus, it's, yeah. It's looking, or my perception, the vision I get of it's improved quite a bit. It's still not, there's still a cloud, but the cloud's smaller and the disc is forming back more solid.
Good. Well, like they say, where there's a wheel, there's a way. All right. So the guidance I'm getting is to let you continue receiving healing in the background while we put someone else in the hot seat. Are you okay with that?
That's great, yes.
All right. And
So yeah.
again, feel free to receive
Thanks.
that as long as you need it while we're on the call. Okay.
Yeah. All
All
right,
right.
will do. Yeah,
Thank you.
thanks to you and thanks to the allies and everybody on the call. Much appreciated.
Okay. So now, anyone else again who hasn't been on the last two calls or has urgent need for healing, please unmute. All right, last call for anyone not in the hot seat the last two times we did this or who has urgent need. All righty. Anyone who has urgent need or who simply wasn't on the call last time in April, feel free to unmute to receive healing. Last call for that. All right. Anybody who wishes to receive hot seat healing can now unmute. Feel free. Angela, hi.
Hello. Recently, I have just been made aware of, what do they call it? I guess relationship karma from past life.
Okay.
And what I would like to do is to heal that from all past lives up till now and the future and just nick it all in the butt.
Okay.
Try and heal it, release it, and send it on its way.
All right. Will do.
Thank you.
Okay, so this I'm wondering. As you feel into the relationship karma, does it feel like anything right now? Is there an actual sensed experience of it in this moment?
Well, how do I put this? When I went into the record, I got a vision. Basically, it was from the medieval areas. And it looked like I had my throat cut. And these were like higher up people, like kings and queens. I don't know. This sounds crazy, but I have gone through life having a hard time expressing myself. And I was always getting, what is that, strep throat and a lot of things that have to do with the throat. And the more I thought about it, I thought, wow, there's a connection here.
Yeah, there could be. I'm curious, how does the throat challenges relate to the relationship thing?
I don't know. Just, I don't know yet. I haven't had enough time to really go deeper with it. I'm working on that. I just know that I've been feeling stuff in my throat too on occasion. I don't know if it's like tightness or a little bit of discomfort or like there's just something stuck, energy there on the left side of my throat and in my neck.
I'm curious, when you're in relationship in this lifetime, is it hard for you to communicate effectively with your partner?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so, but do
But
you also
it's just
have,
in general.
all right, so, okay, I'm getting a both and on this. Let's do the relationship stuff and the throat all at the same time. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you.
So you're able, the only current awareness you have that you can measure against would be the way the throat feels right now. Is that correct?
Well, it's okay now. It comes and goes.
So at the moment, there's no symptomology in the throat.
No.
Okay. All right. We'll just, we won't be able to measure, but we'll do the healing anyway. You ready?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So please repeat after me, Angela, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies.
Divine ally.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Including all relationship karma,
Including all relationship karma.
past, present, and future.
Past, present, and future.
And healing of my throat chakra
And healing of my throat chakra.
and throat physically.
And throat physically.
To make self-expression easy.
Make self-expression easy.
Recover the bases.
That
All
sounds
right.
good.
Are you relaxed into passivity? Everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Angela's highest good healing. Including all relationship karma, past, present, and future, and any highest good healing relating to her throat and throat chakra. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, everyone release, everyone go passive, and let's just let the energy roll. You're feeling quite a bit of energy coming in there, Angela.
Yeah.
Good, relax and receive it. Everyone, again, passive is best. That's starting to feel pretty good there, isn't it, Angela?
I'm feeling like up in the top,
Like what?
right side of my head and in my throat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling just a pretty strong consciousness upgrade happening too. So just relax into all that. Again, anyone who's feeling some heavy energy in themselves, that might be a sign to you from Angela's healing. Just relax and let it pass through. The allies will take care of processing it. And once again, bounce back healing is happening for everyone. So everyone just stay passive and both be the hollow reed and receive your healing all at the same time. Wow, I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy coming out the feet. They're getting hot.
Feel it in my hands.
Ugh. What was that?
I feel the heat in my hands. It's all in my hands.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, based on the heat level, that's a strong healing. So yeah, very concentrated. Just let it keep draining. Big thanks to everyone who's doing the hollow reed thing. We're working really well as a team here. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you that's being part of this process. The energy feels like it's come to a stasis. Are you feeling that too, Angela?
Yes, I definitely feel lighter than all.
And how does the throat feel?
It feels better.
Okay, good.
It feels, but I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel like there's something stuck there anymore, like energy.
Good. Okay, again, if you feel like you need a little more attention, just stay receiving in the background and do that for as long as feels appropriate to you. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And
You're
thank you,
welcome.
everyone.
Thanks
Find out.
for stepping up to volunteer.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next? Anyone who wishes who's on the live call can step up and get in the hot seat next. Risa, hi.
Hi. I'll give this a try. I was relying on bounce back healing, but I have a scratchy cough in my lungs and my throat and sinus things going on. And today it came along with some muscle aches and stuff.
I'm sorry.
I would like those to be better.
Do you have a diagnosis for what you got or just the symptoms?
I just have symptoms. I took a COVID test, but I think I know where the germs came from, and so I think it's just some kind of cold.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't need to know. I was just curious. Okay. So, ready? Oh, I'm sorry. On the severity scale, How intense are your symptoms right now on the 10-point scale?
Six.
Six. Okay, good. All right. So let me yawn and we'll get you started. Hang on. Okay, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Including my scratchy throat,
Including my scratchy throat,
cough,
cough,
and challenges in the lungs, throat, and sinuses.
and challenges in the lungs, throat, and sinuses.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
I would like to add in the muscle aches.
Okay, thank you.
And muscle aches.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All righty, you relax, and everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Risa's highest good. May all the following be healed to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Scratchy throat, coughing, challenges in the lungs, sinuses, and throat, and muscle aches. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, everyone, please relax. Let the energy flow. Stay passive. And there's the background healing or the bounce back healing starting up already. So, again, full passivity. Be the hollow reed and receive your own healing all at the same time. I'm getting a very strong blended field effect, so many of us are consciously merging into one beautiful consciousness. If that's part of your experience, just be with that as well and stay passive to let all the other stuff also be happening. You're getting pretty luminous there, Risa. You feel that?
Oh, yes.
Well done. Stay with it. Ooh, that's feeling good. And I think this bliss is available for many of us, so just relax into whatever you're feeling, whether you're Risa or not. Thank you, allies. And if at any time your experience is different than what I'm describing, just go with your experience. Please don't use effort to match my description. Many people are given their own unique experiences during our events. So, Risa, are you now feeling mostly like a being of energy? Good. You're doing beautiful. Stay with it. So, as a little bonus for us, they're using Risa as a surrogate. She's moving to a pretty strong awakening here. And others can receive the same energy if they just stay open and passive and relaxed. Yeah, you're soaring like an angel. That's so beautiful. Feel that part of you in the higher levels there?
I do.
Yeah, so she's radiating down that amazing energy she's in, and each of us can now receive it to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And all this is happening as her own physical body is still receiving healing. It's so cool. Talk about multitasking. Everybody just relax and feel this blissful field. How are you feeling, Risa?
I'm feeling very good.
How's the how are the symptoms?
The symptoms, I feel better right now. I can still feel a little in my throat, but as soon as it began, I felt like they were tickling me. Like, just look at it from this perspective. Like, it's all just like playful joke on me.
Ha ha ha. Cool. So, where would you, on that 10-point scale, how high would you place the symptomology right now? What number?
Less than a two, maybe more than a one.
1.5. All right. That's down from 6. That's pretty good. Okay. So again, if you want to stay and keep receiving for a bit, that's fine. Are you ready to yield the hot seat to someone else?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well done. Thanks for, wow, that was a, it's a beautiful blessing that your more awakened self gave us. That's really, we've never had that happen like that before on one of these calls. Thank you so much. All right, whoever is next, please unmute yourself. Nicole, hi.
Hey. So I'm not exactly sure how to articulate this, so I'll just throw out what I have. I have had massive livelihood problems all my life. Never really been able to support myself financially. And right now, the whole field of livelihood and life purpose and whatever looks like a giant obstacle course, like with no clear ending point. And I would like it to look like a clear, straight path. Yeah, I just want a clear, straight path to livelihood, like the best, most joyous, most sustainable livelihood for me.
Do you want livelihood to be the same as life purpose?
That would be lovely if they aligned somehow and the livelihood didn't destroy the life purpose. I don't know if that's in the cards for me. I mean, that's all that's a big question that's wrapped up in this too. That's like one of the obstacles.
Well, in a perfect
So
world, is that what you would like?
in a perfect world, sure.
Where you also have a strong, healthy income.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what? We can shoot for the moon and then say this is something better, and they all has a
That
little
sounds
more
great.
clip in. No
That
harm in
sounds great.
asking for what you really want.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. Is that truly Your highest
I
birthday.
mean, I think so. I certainly don't want to spend, 8 hours a day, five plus days a week, for the rest of my life doing something I hate or don't
Of
want to
course,
do.
of course.
I
All
mean,
right, but can you improve on the vision I just put into words?
I don't think so. I mean, you haven't totally put it into words, but
Well, again, livelihood that is the same as your life purpose, where you make a really great income.
yeah, definitely. Really great income, healthy income would be really great.
Okay. All right. Well, shall we shoot for that then?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, please repeat after me, Nicole. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Removing all obstacles
Removing all obstacles.
to my livelihood being the same as my life purpose,
To my livelihood being the same as my life purpose.
while I make a fabulous income.
While I make a fabulous income.
Let this be so.
I want to add one thing, and knowing what my livelihood and life purpose are or should be.
Perfect. Okay.
Let this be so.
To the greatest extent
To the greatest extent
that serves highest good,
that serves highest good.
this or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, relax into that. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Nicole's highest good. May her livelihood be the same as her life purpose. Supporting her with a fabulous income. And may she clearly know what all that is. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Everyone relax and just, whoa, the energy is already so sweet.
A lot coming in my crown.
So everyone just stay passive, let it all happen. And Nicole, be sure you're completely passive,
Feel
just
like I am.
feeling whatever's happening.
There's a little bit of a struggle or discomfort occurring in my solar plexus.
Okay. Then just notice that happening passively. As long as it's happening on its own and you're not making it happen, that's okay.
There we go. Just shifted.
Oh, yeah. Feels like you're expanding more. Really good. The light is just getting so bright. Vibration's getting so sweet. You feeling that as well, Nicole?
Yeah, it feels really nice.
All right, just relax a little bit. There's a lot of healing in this bliss. So you just relax into it and enjoy it, then that will help them create the healings you requested. Once again, there's a beautiful blended field of consciousness that some of us are aware of. Enjoy that if it's part of your experience. And everyone's getting lots of blessing here. Big thanks to all the divine beings and humans who are helping to create this magnificent field. Now it feels like it's gonna get a little more grounded here. And the allies have a couple of suggestions for you, Nicole.
Ooh, yes, please.
One is to just keep asking for that insight as to what at this moment is the kind of career that best fits your life purpose.
Okay.
And what is the other one? And then just pursue that to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
They say there may not be one final thing that is like the one thing. There could be a series of occupations.
This is part of the
But
problem.
they're saying it's only a problem if you call it a problem.
But it just if I have 20 different things that I want to do at once, it's really hard to make any kind of income from any of them.
But you choose the one that is the juiciest at the time.
I guess it's just
Obviously,
lots of
if you
obstacles.
spread yourself too thin, then none of it's going to
Yeah,
work.
I know that's part of the problem.
So just keep asking for guidance on which of these, all these wonderful options is the one that really needs my focus and attention right now. I'm getting that there is a certain guidance already coming to you, but there's a lot of ego doubting and questioning.
There's a lot of doubting and
And
questioning.
it's that override after the fact that's causing the problem. It sounds like you're getting the insight, but you
Yeah,
just
but it's,
you
you know,
lack.
there's two completely separate branches that are just they're just completely different. And I don't know what to do with that.
But just feel into, can I do both, or does only one of them deserve my attention right now? The other one,
Yeah.
parked until later, maybe. So just it's a you really need to tune into that intuition. And are you thinking of yourself in terms of a self and many parts?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely lots of parts competing here.
Okay. All right. And are you acting as the orchestra conductor as self? And are you working with those parts, each with their different desires about what that ideal career should
I
be?
mean, I'm starting to. There have
Is
been
that
other more pressing issues before now.
okay? But they're suggesting try that and welcome the input from all the parts. They're your advisor. But remember that self is the boss, the intuitive, the part that knows. And be sure that self is running the show and not just being run ragged by all the parts. Okay. Okay. They're just giving that as a suggestion for you. Okay. All right. Do you feel complete for now, Nicole?
Well, you know me. The energy can always run longer, but
Okay, well, you know
that's
what?
what we
You
go
can,
on to the next person.
yeah, but again, they'll keep working you in the background as long as you wish. So feel free
That's
to
fair.
just keep receiving. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
Thank
you.
you, Alice. Okay.
All right. I think we've got time for one more hot seat person. So let's see who that's going to be. Whoever unmutes next will be that final person for the night until we do it again in 2 more weeks or so. All right, last call for the final volunteer. Ah,
I'll
Marie.
go.
Okay, thank you,
Sure.
Marie.
I would like a healing that my eyes get healed from the stem cell therapy and that everything works out for the highest good.
Okay, just to clarify, have you already received the stem cell therapy?
No, I'm working on permission from the insurance. It
Okay.
looks like it's been so far so good. It's frustrating, but I think I might have a doctor that can do it now.
Okay. All right, so may I make a suggestion?
Sure.
One of the principles I bring into healing work is never tie God's hands. And the way you phrase that means the healing can only come from the stem cell therapy.
Right. And, spontaneous healing would be great too.
Okay. All right, that's kind of what I was shooting for. So let's just ask for the maximum healing of your eyes that serves highest good and leave it up to our divine allies as to how they do that instead of giving them a restriction.
Yes,
Okay.
thank you.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. And of course, you're aware of how your eyes feel right now, right? And their capability.
Yes.
Okay. So just,
The
you don't have to verbalize it, just note it for yourself.
Okay.
And then we'll check again after we're done to see if there's a change, okay? All
Okay.
right. So you have a sense of how the eyes are functioning right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then please repeat after me, Marie, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am,
Divine allies,
divine allies,
maximum healing of my eyes
maximum healing of my eyes,
for the best possible vision
for the best possible vision,
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
this or something better.
this is something better.
All right, now you relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Marie's highest good. May she receive the maximum healing in her eyes to give her the best possible vision to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Everyone relax and just let it flow. So, Marie, are you feeling that incoming energy?
Yeah, it's
Good.
intense.
Good. It'll never be too much, so you just relax and open to it as fully as you can. Yeah, the allies are now doing our usual finale where everyone is going to be transmitting energy to everyone else. Whether you're live or on the recording and receiving at the same time. And while all this is happening, Marie will still get the full power of her healing as well. But it's a complete everyone receiving, everyone giving all at the same time. And no particular request has to be made. These allies literally know what we need better than our human selves do. So just trust them to deliver it. Well, there's a nice shift right there. So there could be a whole spectrum of experience now, anything from just feeling the intense healing stuff to being blended in a deep field of bliss to feeling both, and all kinds of other possibilities to just relax into whatever your experience is. But please do stay passive and just let the allies do for you and through you. Well, Reddit allies, please also bless everyone on the earth and in the entire universe with this good medicine, bringing them into our healing process as well. We humans still remain passive, no helping, no visualizing, just stay passive and let the allies do it. Now it feels like many of us have been pretty much out of body, but it now feels like we're coming back into our physical forms, but transformed and more awakened and more healed. So just let your light part and your physical part now come slowly together. And they're going to integrate this higher consciousness into your human part the best they can. Just the amount that you're ready for. Like we're pretty well settled in. Everyone, just feel how this feels. And Marie, tell me if you're noticing any difference in your vision now.
Oh, I'm in the dark, so I don't know.
So you can't test it, huh?
No, but I feel great, and
Okay.
I want to comment, like, I'm so in sync with you because I feel something and then you say it. It's like, wow, that really gives me yeah, I'm getting the chills because I doubt myself and hearing you say it just confirms it and gives me faith in what I'm feeling. Thank you.
You're
And
welcome.
thank you, everybody. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. And you verbalize so well the reason I narrate, to give confidence to those who are feeling it and doubting it. But if they feel it and then I talk about it, then hopefully that is good confirmation that you're having a genuine experience of what's happening in the subtler realms. It's beautiful.
Oh, and I do want to say, I've been doing the archives of the best, and my dreams are so vivid. Like I, they're so vivid. I'm hearing people. I'm seeing it. I'm like, that's. I was always like black, or not black, but it wasn't as clear and vivid my dreams that they are now.
Oh, good.
And my thoughts are like, I'm not ADHD, like I used, like I going over and over and over and over the same thoughts in a loop.
Right.
Like I'm so grateful for you and the healing services that you give, and thank you so much, and thank you for everybody that participates. And I want to say, even having the archive is like just the same as being live. They're so powerful.
Oh.
And thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks. That's quite a testimonial, Marie. Thank you so much. And you only joined, how long ago did you join?
It's been, I think, 9 days.
All right, so just 9 days in and
10
already
days.
has a big difference. That's cool. All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Marie. All right. I did not prearrange that. I'm happy to receive it though. Okay, so let's take one last moment. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close? Very subtle bonus energy coming in. Let's just let that come in. I think they're done. That was quick.
Oh, a correction. I think it's been 17 days.
Okay.
Actually, I think I got on the first.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
All righty. So I'm going to close up the Mesa. Pachamama Namakia. Wiraculta and Kriti. Thank you, beautiful allies, for this magnificent experience. So grateful to you. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that's our wrap. So, the container's closed, and if anyone wants to hang around, we'll do some questions and feedback. So the floor is open for anyone to speak that or to type it in the chat.
I
Nicole.
just wanted to say, hey, that I did feel something kind of solidify as we were doing the healing. There's still doubts, and there's still like there's a bit of boredom, it feels, around the idea. And I'm not sure if that's because it's something I've been considering so long without being able to implement it that I've just grown tired of the idea, or, and if that will freshen up if I actually start doing it, or if I'm just done with that idea. I don't know, but something felt like it solidified and some of the obstacles moved out of the way.
Good.
So we'll see.
Good. All right, good. Glad
Continue
to
your
hear that,
thoughts.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thought that's coming in response to that is the goal is not to have any doubting thoughts about stuff,
Yeah.
but not to let them dominate you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you might try that and see how that works.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for the feedback. All right, anyone else with a question or comment? Ooh, the energy just got pretty sweet. Thank you, allies. Okay, last call for feedback. Brian typed such profound work. Much love to you all. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, the bliss is pretty strong. Ooh. All right. Final call for questions or comments. All right. Big thanks to all of you. So grateful that you're here. Thanks for being members. And thanks for co-creating on a magnificent field tonight. It was really sweet and really strong. So good work, everybody. All right. Until next time, big thanks to you all. And goodbye for now.